This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans are signing up for health insurance in big numbers. More than 207,000 have enrolled in coverage, a record compared to prior years, through Colorado's nonprofit health exchange, Connect for Health Colorado. Kevin Patterson, its CEO, says the challenges of the last year seem to have encouraged people to get covered.
People are seeing the impacts of the economic issues and what's going on with COVID.
5,000 Coloradans have signed up for coverage in the past 5 weeks. A new national report finds most insurers don't expect COVID to affect their costs in 2022 on the individual market, which means rates will likely hold steady. In Colorado, August 15th is the last day to enroll for coverage for this year, unless you have a life-changing event. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland will be in Grand Junction Friday. Her department is reviewing the decision to move the Bureau of Land Management to Grand Junction. She'll speak with local leaders about the future of the Bureau's headquarters. Denver's attorney's office will be able to prosecute cases of wage theft that involve less than $2,000. The city says that will help vulnerable workers in industries like construction, agriculture, and janitorial services. Numbers from the Labor Department show that most wage theft claims filed in Denver last year fell below the $2,000 threshold. The district attorney can already prosecute similar cases that involve more than $2,000. Colorado is spending more than $100 million in state and federal money to make sure more people can connect to the Internet. State Senator Jeff Bridges, who worked to set up the program, says the pandemic made it clear affordability is a factor in closing the digital divide. The state's Broadband Advisory Board says a main focus is digital equity, the idea that everyone should be able to connect to fully participate in society. This is CPR News.